You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play. If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Who?
This is... Who?
Who?
Who? Who? They're expecting a big domestic debut for Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice, that's the name of the movie. It's not Beetlejuice 2. It's Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. And $100 million they're expecting this movie to make in its domestic debut.
That's this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Out this Friday, directed by Tim Burton. This movie, the original came out in 1988 or something. So a long time in the making, and they're going to make a lot of money from it, it sounds like. But the initial reviews, really bad.
Oh.
Really bad.
In other words, they better get all that money this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Hey,
once people find out how bad it is.
There's nobody in this room. I know I'm not that interested. Beetlejuice was never a big thing for me. I've seen it. Okay, big deal. You, TJ, I know you're not interested.
Riggins,
are you interested in Beetlejuice?
Yeah, we watched it as a kid.
Okay. Rob, would that interest you, the Beetlejuice movie?
I don't know. I don't remember anything about Beetlejuice.
Okay. I was just curious.
The closest I came was one time I made up a riddle, and I asked our business partner and manager, Adam, I said, if you and your family were in a Volkswagen Bug, would y'all be called Beetlejuice?
That's pretty good.
I just made that up.
Oh,
I didn't really say that. Yeah. Lord knows I'd never say that to him. Yeah. And I'd never want anybody to tell him. I said, no, I'm kidding.
No,
but no, I just made that up.
He'll hear it. So yeah, big weekend at the movies, I guess.
That's pretty good. That's really good. I agree. That's funny.
Very pleased.
You have to share that with him now.
I want to know how many people now are going to hear it that way. Every time they say the name of the movie.
Yeah, maybe.
Every trailer. If you go to the movie, it pops up, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Look at that.
Today is National Cheese Pizza Day. National Cheese Pizza Day, not National Pizza Day. We've learned that pepperoni is the most popular topping in America, but they don't include cheese pizza, and that by far is the most popular.
So
pizza.
There's a National Pizza Day, and I know then there's a National Pepperoni Pizza Day. So there's like National Cheese Pizza, there's a National Sausage Pizza Day.
I think there's a National Deep Dish Pizza Day, Thin Crust Pizza Day, New York style, whatever. Yeah. When y'all get a plain cheese pizza, what kind of cheeses do you want on it?
Mozzarella?
Just mozzarella.
Yeah.
I don't ever get a plain cheese pizza. It comes because like a kid's pizza. I don't know what they put on it. He wants a cheese pizza.
Yeah, because they have like certain places have different blends of cheese. Oh. Like they'll have mozzarella and provolone and parmesan and all of that. I tend to just like the mozzarella.
Straight cheese pizza.
An old-fashioned margarita.
I don't want to shock y'all, but that's a question I have never given a moment's thought to.
You never noticed that some cheese pizzas, or pizzas in general, at different places have different colors to them?
God.
Like some of them have cheddar.
That may look like, it looks a different color.
Little Caesars.
I just eat the pizza. I don't think about it.
Little Caesars uses Munster cheese and mozzarella mixed together.
Yeah, I'm not a Munster fan.
Munster.
Oh, it's delicious.
Who knows that information? Wow.
I read my boxes, okay?
He's going to say, I read my Bible.
My pizza Bible.
So those are just a few things that are now trending.
Well, you know, we haven't been in school for a long time. Most of us, or a lot of us on the Ace and TJ Show. But it's time for a little school assignment to be delivered upon tomorrow on the Ace and TJ Show. And I think you're going to love it. Now, nobody on the show is going to like it, but that'll be part of the fun. Coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise.
Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Yo. Hey,
coming up on the Ace and TJ Show.
Tomorrow, it's the weekend review. A lot of people forget this. If for some reason you missed the weekend review live on the show, you can always download the weekend review podcast along with the other Ace and TJ Show podcasts that are out every week, every day. Lots of stuff to find, including the Ace and TJ Show, Ace and Friends, TJ and Jody's House, the Meaningful Meeting podcast, and a bunch more.
And the weekend review is Riggin's funny song that he does. Yeah. It's legendary already. And check local listings for showtimes.
So I read across something I thought was a pretty good idea that could be a lot of fun for us tomorrow on the Ace and TJ Show. I really haven't discussed this with everybody. So you know, the last time I tried to do this, there was a bit of a mutiny and nobody wanted to participate in my little idea. But here's today's idea. I bring you a new one. What if, you know, a lot of times when school starts, especially elementary school, you have to write like a little, to introduce yourself to the class and kind of get caught up, you write a little, like an essay, almost like a book report on your summer. So I say, why don't we all write a 90-second essay about the summer of 2024, your summer. And then tomorrow on the show, we'll put everybody's name in a couple, we'll draw a name, and you know, and a couple of us will share our summer essays on the show, and then the others can share theirs during the Extra Funny podcast that we do every day that people can download.
Yeah. I love, first of all, I not just love this idea, I am in love with this idea.
Here we go.
And sadly for me, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Because I'm supposed to have mono.
Okay.
I've already talked to the doctors, all of them, every doctor in the country. And they say tomorrow I start mono.
Day for TJ?
It's on my calendar.
Right. Okay.
That's a real shame.
No, I'd be glad to write an essay. Will I mean, something about my essay.
Now don't say you're going to do it. Then we get in here and you'd be like, oh, I didn't do that.
I put that on my list of reminders that you're supposed to send me today about recording commercials and stuff.
Okay.
Right? A story about my essay.
Right. I got to see if mine's available. My essay.
Yeah. So it's a 90-second story, a 90-second essay about the summer of 2024. Riggins, you're good? You're in?
I don't love it.
I take that as a yes.
I mean, I guess. Is it supposed to be funny?
Who cares?
I think, well, the audience probably.
The motto of the show. Is it entertaining or funny? Who cares?
Read essays. I mean, good Lord.
You wonder why you're a bunch of has-beens? Because that's your motto now. Who cares?
Do you want to watch Jane Fonda paint a house? I don't know. It's not really funny.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
So look forward to that coming up tomorrow on the Ace and TJ Show. It was a great American philosopher by the name of Weird Al Yankovic who once said, you got to dare to be stupid.
He did say that.
Riggins told us a fact yesterday about a new world record. And I thought at the time, man, I got to go to the sporting goods store today. We got to try that on the show. I don't know. I want to say that's coming up next, but I don't know. Everybody might decide they don't want to do it.
The Ace and TJ Show. Available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of experience. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Hey, how about a day off of work? Playing a little golf, having a nice lunch, throwing back some drinks, all while supporting a great cause. We've got a big golf tournament coming up in November, November 11th. The Ace and TJ golf tournament to benefit our charity, Peyton's Promise. This is how we fund Breaking and Entering Christmas, which starts like in a month on the Ace and TJ show, which is hard to believe. But we are looking for teams and sponsors. November 11th, Northstone Country Club in Cornelius, North Carolina. If you say, well, I don't live there, we'll travel.
Yeah.
People come from all over. I had a guy on my golf team last year. It was from Columbia, South Carolina, came up.
Woo.
Yeah. He was a guy all hopped up on transfusions.
Okay.
That's what they drink on the golf course. That's the popular drink, transfusion. Oh,
transfusion.
Yeah, but your dad probably knows all about that, Rick.
That he does. That
He's
explains a lot.
Tomcatting on the golf course.
And we've got all kinds of awards, and there's, you know, a putting contest, chipping contest, closest pin, longest drive, all kinds of great stuff. So get the details at our charity, our website, paytonspromise.org. That's P-A-Y-T-O-N-S, promise.org. Cannot stress to you enough. Get three friends, get you a foursome together to play. We'd love to have you as a whole sponsor. We'd love to have you as a sponsor of these things. Okay. But paytonspromise.org. This is very important because Peyton's Promise does not have a lot of money right now. We got Breaking Dinner and Christmas coming up, and that costs us, you know, in excess of $10,000 every year. So we'd love to have you. Yesterday on the show, Riggins told us about a new Guinness World Record that has been set. And in 30 seconds, a guy spit a ping pong ball out of his mouth and caught it.
Yeah.
45 times.
47.
47 times in 30 seconds. And when he said that, I thought, that's it. When we watched the video, my first thought was, that's way harder than it sounds.
Oh, gosh.
Like, when you watch the guy do it, you're like, that's, it sounds like a stupid record, and I guess it is, but it takes a lot of talent to do that 47 times that as fast as he did it. It's crazy. So I made a little trip to the old sporting goods store yesterday to pick up some ping pong balls. We got to try this, right? Who's this?
You are. You got a big mouth.
Yeah. I would love to do it. As a matter of fact, I'm in love with the idea of doing it. But I have such a small mouth, I don't think I would be able to do it because my mouth is so tiny.
Okay.
You know, so like tiny. It's so tiny, like a porcelain doll.
Right. So, again, so the second thing today, TJ's in love with, but tomorrow you got mono, today you got a tiny mouth.
Yeah, sure.
Riggins, you going to try?
I want to, okay. Well, not on the table, please. Gonna, thank you.
But, I mean, the balls are dirty anyway, right out of the package.
I know.
I'm working on something.
You got to clean it up.
Right, yeah, Rob's cool. Working on something.
There's no sandwich, that's what he's working on.
All right, go ahead. You do it first. I don't think you can even get one on
it. I don't think we can do it right now. I don't have time to do it right now.
Oh.
We're kind of at the end of the break. So here's what we'll do. We'll try it. Give you a second to kind of work on some philosophy.
I'm already gagging.
Maybe we should film this and put it on our social media.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll film
it. Well, then you'll have to do it. Riggins can't video himself.
Yeah, I'll get you. That's what people want to see.
Yeah. Big old mouth.
Big mouth. Yeah. Ping pong balls.
Ping pong
balls.
Confidence in yourself.
Okay.
It's just go with it.
All right, sounds good. We'll do that next. Hang on.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at paytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom. AceTJ.com/CompuCom.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at AceTJ.com/weightloss. AceTJ.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
We talk a lot about all the different stuff that we do every day. We downloaded. Here's a review of my latest podcast, The Meaningful Meeting, the one I told y'all about that I did with my son, Cade, for his 22nd birthday. Uh-huh. Somebody said, great episode. I really, really enjoyed that. Needed to hear it. I got teary-eyed several times. So if you want to check it out, download it wherever you download podcasts. It's The Meaningful Meeting. Part of the Ace and TJ Show stable of stuff you can download daily and every week. The Ace and TJ Show, Ace and Friends, our afternoon show, TJ's in Jody's house, TJ's podcast, The Week in Review. There's stuff every day.
You can download it, et cetera.
TJ and Jody's house will have tears. You'll be having tears rolling down your leg.
So we saw this guy yesterday who set the Guinness World Record 47 times in 30 seconds. He spit a ping pong ball out of his mouth against the wall, caught it, and just, you know, back and forth.
Yeah.
It's amazing to watch.
Yeah, it is.
And I thought, it is amazing.
He's the world champion ball spitter.
Sure is. So I went and bought some ping pong balls and thought a couple of them could try it and see. TJ's mouth is too tiny, to make it work.
Way too dainty.
All right, I'll try it first. So I got to turn him, whatever. Should I come over there to that wall, Riggins, closest to you?
Sure.
Okay.
So then I would do it up against that hardwood door instead of the sheetrock and see if that hit.
I'm trying to see how it'll bounce off. All right, so I put the ping pong ball in my mouth.
It's big.
Way bigger than I thought. It
I know.
The guy's got a huge mouth. All
right. Right.
Yeah,
that's way too big.
Okay.
Oh
yeah, that was close.
Wow. Now it's all over the floor.
Oh my god. Like, you know what? This should be the new way they draw for the lottery.
It's hard to gauge how fast it's gonna come back off the door.
Yeah. Maybe go up a little higher. Softer but higher.
But it's hard to figure out how soft to do it.
Yeah. See? There you go. Okay. There you go. Yeah, a little higher. So your head can be tilted back. I'm being serious. I'm not joking around this time. But if you go up a little higher, and then your head can be tilted back and catch it. Okay.
Well, you gave it a good shot.
That was awesome.
Okay.
I wish we had a green screen to get Ace just, you know.
Yeah, to erase the ping pong ball.
Different backgrounds.
Changing the background on that. That was good. It was a good attempt.
Yeah.
It's much harder than it
that's
looks.
That's really hard to do. That's way harder than it looks, that he makes it look at least.
Ping pong balls? I thought you said King Kong's.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Big weekend at the movies plus everything you need to know coming up in Now Trending.
Ace and TJ Show, available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Travis Kelce's PR team is shutting down rumors. If you haven't seen it, there's this document that's been going around the internet that's got their letterhead on it that basically shows Taylor's and Travis Kelce's breakup contract. If, God forbid, they break up, there are a list of things that have to happen on the day that it happens to deal with media questions and things like that.
Yeah, it says September 28th is the day they're going to officially announce their breakup. And I'm just like, what?
So they have come out swinging, saying this is completely fabricated. We're going to take legal action against the person that created this.
Why would you give that 10 seconds of thought?
I totally agree.
I would go to the media and laugh it off. Well, I guess we just have to wait and see at the end of the month. That's, you know.
kind of to play into it a little bit.
Yeah. I've already told the coach I might have to take a couple of days off there during the week because I'm going to be heartbroken.
You know who should be mad if I were them, I would be mad, is the producer and owner of that new $100 million podcast that Travis Kelce and his brother are doing. I would be in there going, Travis, do not dispel this. Right. Let's use this for material. Tongue in cheek, sarcasm. We call it troll people with it.
Troll them. Yeah.
Man, I just gave y'all $100 million and you don't know how to spot a good bit when you have it handed to you?
Yeah, it was given to you on a silver platter. Idiot.
God.
Yeah, that's just so dumb. Don't acknowledge that. Just have fun with it.
And you know the people that offer them $100 million are hoping that he's going to be talking about Taylor on the podcast. That's why you give him. And you know Travis is not going to talk about Taylor on the podcast.
The NFL promo video that's out now, I think, features Taylor Swift four times.
Does it really?
They have four different shots of Taylor Swift are included in this like 3-minute promo video of her in the stand that are
Vanessa Carlton.
And is that right?
Yeah.
You know, and people are yelling, don't put that out. Shut up. What does it matter? How does it affect the game? Nothing. Yeah. It doesn't. Just enjoy the game. Who cares? But
then just come to realize, if you're a man and you're a football fan, football doesn't care about you anymore. Football teams and television people in the NFL and NCAA, they don't care about you. It's all about entertaining the women, getting the women to watch. Taylor Swift and golden retrievers during the game and things of that nature. They don't care. They got you. Where are you going to go? They're trying to attract the women's.
You ain't going nowhere.
You're already
sit down. Be quiet. And y'all remember, this is what McFlurries at McDonald's have been served in for years and years and years. And people are freaking out because this is the new packaging for the McFlurry.
It went away.
It disappeared.
Oops, sorry. Yeah. It basically looks like a Chinese takeout box. Yeah. They've gotten rid of the cup and the plastic dome lid and that thick plastic spoon in favor of something more eco-friendly, sustainable.
Do you still get a spoon?
You still get a spoon, but it's flimsier than the old spoon, and it's basically a cardboard takeout box for your ice cream.
And the spoon is made of tissue paper. And they have a mini McFlurry that they've introduced to kind of help the medicine go down.
I think that's a great idea. The mini McFlurry is a great idea.
Just love something sweet.
Yeah, but
I love McDonald's, but if I did eat McFlurries, which I don't, I wouldn't anymore.
Crazy.
Well, I don't want the mini one. I want him to go the other way. Get a huge one.
Gigantic.
Yeah.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Whew, I'm tired. I barely made it back. I was out there working on the speed bag during the break. That thing. Rocking and rolling. Make sure that you go and support us. That's all we're asking. He's like, hey, what? Because I got a birthday coming up. Y'all know in a couple weeks I got a birthday coming up. I'm not going to tell you exactly what the date is because I don't like that kind of attention, but I would like you for my birthday to go and subscribe to everything we've ever been a part of. I don't care what it is. If you can find something Ace and TJ on the internet and there's a subscribe button, click on it. Click on, click on.
It's your birthday.
Yeah, it's my birthday. If you don't, then that just means that you don't want to feed the hungry children in Africa. Those things go hand in hand. Not that, you know, with each subscribe, we're going to make a donation out there or anything. It's just that they, you know, it's just the way it is. Trust me. So that's up to you. That's between you and the Lord and the enemy. What? Oh, yeah. We've been learning about the enemy and all that, and my preacher actually will say Satan.
Oh.
Yeah, he doesn't just say the enemy. He calls him Satan, that old devil. Get thee behind me, Satan. Just like this fella then took to the TikToks or the Instagrams because he recognized that the enemy was trying to get him. And he said that, you know, that enemy is out there. And I almost let him get to me, that old devil, but I didn't.
I am on my way to church, and I swear I'm going down the road, and a woman just waved me over to pull over and help her. Fine as hell, boy, that's the enemy. I'm going to church, 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 church!
That was that old devil. Done made himself look like a woman fine as hell on the side of the road to deter him from going to hear God's word.
So she needed help. Yeah. And on his way to church, he was like, nope, not going to stop and help, which might be what the Lord wanted you to do, was stop and help somebody.
He may have helped her, but he didn't. He was trying to get away because she was fine as hell.
Oh, I thought he meant he just drove right on by.
He may have. I took it to mean that he helped and then had to get on out of there.
I took it to mean he drove right on by and didn't stop and help her.
That would be even better. You know what? He's like, I see you out there, Satan.
That's right.
In the tube top on Sunday morning, smelling like last night's cigarettes. Church. Because y'all know, he may have, he may have already heard about what happened earlier on the show this week when we found out hell is hot.
Hell is hot. Ain't no water there. Hell is hot. Ain't no water there.
That's what he heard. All right. I have a question that will probably upset some people and might get a big controversy going on the social medias, but I'm really just curious. I'm not looking to start a fight betwixt people. But you know how everybody's always just ready to fight. Just ready to fight. So we'll get into it next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom. acetj.com/CompuCom.
Yeah, yeah. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
We were supposed to see our friend Richard Takato today, but he had to reschedule because he's so busy saving people monies. If you need help with the mortgage, you need to refi, you need a home equity line of credit, a.k.a. credit. You need that? Yeah. You let our friend Richard Takato know. HomeWithRichard.com.
People literally saving over $1,000 a month. Mm-hmm. That's over $12,000 a year. Somebody saving $2,000 a month because of the work they did with Richard.
Yep. So now that one of those people can go to the script club twice a week. Okay. I don't even know what these things are called, this activity. But it's when people, they used to be called raves or what they were called, what was that kind of music called? Dubstep shows, or they would call them dubstep shows, where all of these thousands of people gather, standing room only usually, and they're dressed in, young people, and they're dressed in costumes and things. And you look out there and you go, you know, every single one of them is on dope. Is probably what you would be thinking if you looked out there. Not that they are, you'd just be thinking. And then there are guys up and women's DJing. There's no instrument. There are no instruments or anything like that. They're DJing and the crowd's just hype and going and acting all crazy. What are those called now? Are they just called DJ shows now? They're not called raves or dubstep shows or any of that?
Go see a set maybe or something?
Okay. Because we had a longtime intern that we absolutely love. She's part of our family forever. And her name was intern...
Leah?
Yeah, I know it was Leah.
Oh, sorry.
So I was making a joke because, she's part of our family. We always know.
Sorry.
Yeah, intern Leah. And she used to go to those things a long time ago.
Yeah.
Fluorescent tubes around her neck and whatnot. But what age do you think... Like, Riggins, this would be good for you. What age should you top out of going to those shows?
30.
Yeah, 30. 30 is the, because you're closer to that age group than we are, Ace and I are.
And if I'm being really honest, 28.
Okay.
Does that include a festival? That type of festival?
Yeah, probably, because they're all hot and young and sweating and raving.
Well, is there a different age for men and women? Do men age out before women on those things?
No, I don't think so.
You don't?
No.
Isn't that what that deal you went to in your 50s, Ace? That Calvin Harris deal? Wasn't that what that was?
That was just a show in a club. But it was like that. Yes, that's essentially what it was, but it was a club show.
And your wife wanted to go, so.
Yeah, but she was not 30 then.
No, she wasn't. But I'm saying you. I'm talking about you, not her.
Oh, yeah.
I knew she was within the age.
She was within the age.
He shouldn't have even been in Vegas. I mean, they should bar you from the hotel.
Not at night, anyway. He should have just gone to the slot machines and then over to Wahlburgers for lunch and then back to bed.
Just maybe gone by, dropped her off and picked her up at the Calvin Harris show that started at 1 a.m. Yeah.
And then going to the early show down at Circus. Get to Cirque du Soleil.
He's like Googling David Guetta in Vegas. It's like, did you mean the Osmonds in Branson? More your speed, Grandpa. No.
I got video footage. I held my own.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
Even Carrot Top's like, how old are you, dude?
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom. ACETJ.com/CompuCom.
Here we go.
Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
I find this story to be funny. I don't know if anybody else will, because everybody's always ready to be offended or whatnot. But I just think it's so ridiculous that it's humorous. People in Ireland, parents of school children, are all up in arms. Because Ireland is even way more out into the world of diversity and everything, and more aggressive with it, teaching that in schools and all, than America is. So there is a book that has gone to the Irish school children that the parents got wind of, that they're all upset, and now they're having to remove this book because there's a section entitled All Different, All Equal, and it's part of the social, personal, and health education curriculum. So all different, all equal. And what it does is it contrasts a quote-unquote traditional Irish family with a mixed background family. The Irish family, this is what it says, the Irish family eat, which right away is incorrect to be given in a school. The family eats. So these Irish school people don't know subject-verb agreement, and it's littered throughout this article. The Irish family eats, quote, potatoes, bacon, and cabbage every day. Do not like change or difference, and the children get told off if we mix with people with a different religion from ours, as they would be a bad influence. In contrast, the mixed race family loves change and difference, eats curry, pizza, and Asian food, travels internationally, and visits art galleries.
And the Irish people are upset about that, you say?
Yeah. Now, of course, now the they call it the EDCO in Ireland has apologized for any hurt it has caused. Their statement read, by means of background and context, the main function of this activity is designed to help students understand the importance of diversity in our lives, to introduce students to the Equal Status Acts, to highlight the types of discrimination they cover. And didn't take into consideration that the bias and discrimination was just moved over to another.
To the Irish people.
Yeah. And the picture that accompanies this part of the story has the family standing there. They've all got red hair. They're all wearing, you know, there's a pitchfork in the dad's hand. The children look exactly alike. There are cows and chickens in the background with a grass roof on this hut that they're standing out in front of. I'm surprised they don't have them just shoving potatoes and whiskey into their face. Yeah, the only thing they left out was the Irish family stays drunk and fights constantly.
I love that.
Yeah. Crazy.
Well, apparently, Rob, they did not.
Yeah.
They're lost.
Man, I wish I could do a good Irish accent. I could have done so much with that story. But I'm not good at it. I do a job of it. Wait, we can say that, right?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, Rob, good thing Rob bleeped it.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom. acetj.com/CompuCom.
If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Jamie Foxx is set to do a one-man show in Atlanta in October, and he's apparently going to talk about that health scare that kept him in the hospital for months that he's never really talked about what specifically happened. Now, I don't know. Do you want to go see a one? Well, I'm sure it's funny.
Oh, I'd love to see Jamie Foxx.
What I heard he's doing is brilliant. Really? He's going to go into this whole heart-wrenching story about what happened to him and all, but in the character of Wanda that he used to do on In Living Color, the character that got him national fame.
Yeah.
So I was out there, and I was like, hey, I'm finna go.
I'll go see that.
There are not many people as talented as Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Correct. I mean, you know, musically, acting, yeah. stand up. I mean, he can do everything. He really can do everything. Mm-hmm. It's
incredibly funny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's if he used it for all of the right reasons, which sometimes he doesn't, he has the same, almost the same level of talent Eddie Murphy has.
I would agree with that. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. High accolades for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this weekend, Beetlejuice is out. They're expecting the sequel to make $100 to $110 million domestically. So a lot of people, they're expecting a lot of people to go see this movie. The original was out 36 years ago, starring
Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder, Alec Baldwin, Gina Davis, I think is her name. Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of big stars from the 80s, but now, yeah, a lot of people are going to go check this out. Unfortunately, initial reviews really bad.
Michael Keaton.
Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah, Michael Keaton's back in the news. He's going by Michael Keaton Douglas now. What? He said, apparently, if you're in the union, the actors union, there can only be one of each. So his name is Michael Douglas, but there was already a Michael Douglas. You know, everybody knows Michael Douglas, so he had to start going by Michael Keaton. He just found it in the phone book. But now, he said he's going by Michael Keaton Douglas. So, interesting how that works out in Hollywood.
Why bother to change that now?
He's in his 70s. It's like, what? You're Michael Keaton. But no, he feels like it's disrespected his lineage or his time or his family.
Maybe something happened. And he's like, you know what? I can understand that.
Kind of bounce back
I can see that.
Pay honor to your family. So we need an update from one member of the Ace and TJ Show. A big update, and we'll get it coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Here we go. Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Go hook up with our friend Richard Toccato. He's a mortgage expert. So whether you're looking to buy a house, refinance, open a home equity line, Richard can help with all that stuff. He's an expert. So give him a call or visit homewithrichard.com.
It is a great way to save yourself a lot of money every single month.
Yeah, he's awesome.
And being a broker, he can do all kinds of different things.
So we need a big update. We're now, kids are back at school. We now approach Halloween. Ace, is there any update on a Halloween costume?
It is set.
It is set.
It is done. And you'll be happy to know, Amanda laid out the original plan.
Right.
And I said, love it, except I would switch these two people's roles in the Halloween costume. And she said, that is brilliant. And I said, that's what's going to make it go viral.
It's going to go viral.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Last year's we did what 5.5 million views on TikTok so far.
Yeah.
Are you making fun of me, Rob, or no, what?
Okay, that's a lot.
Yeah. She has a really good idea. I just said these two people should switch roles, and let's use the baby.
Okay.
And then she was like, yes. And so now we're just, it's a matter of accumulating and getting ready.
And okay. I'm going to be dressed as the same old thing for Halloween this year.
What's that?
A guy who laughs at Ace for having to wear a costume.
It's become part of our family fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I did have some suggestions because you guys have an age gap. But if you've already got it all settled, I don't want to throw in anything that might make you change your mind.
Well,
but
yeah, you might throw in something and go, oh, wait a minute, that's even better.
Yeah, like Geppetto and Pinocchio, you know, the old man and the little boy and his nose grows. She could be Pinocchio. Yeah, okay. And you could be the old man Geppetto. Okay. I thought that would be kind of funny. Yeah. Also, Peter Pan, Captain Hook. You know, Peter Pan's boy that never grew up.
And I would be Captain Hook?
Yeah, you'd get the hook on and all everything. Right.
But he should be Peter Pan if he's the little boy that never grew up.
That's true. That's excellent.
I mean, he's 71.
Yeah, more
dressing up.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom. acetj.com/CompuCom.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So Ace just revealed that his Halloween costume with his family is set. They do a group costume, him and his wife and their newborn, 14-month-old.
And Kate.
Oh, and he's going to be a part of it, too.
He was a part of it last year.
Right.
Yeah, he's been a part of the past couple of years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what
is his 22-year-old.
My 22-year-old, yeah.
Yeah. So what are some Halloween costumes that you think are going to be popular this year? Ace did not reveal what his will be, but it's probably something very unique. Is it acceptable to still be Travis and Taylor, or did we leave that in 2023? That was a big costume last year. It's kind of played out to do it in 2024, isn't it? Travis and Taylor.
I heard a discussion between some Zoomers the other day, mm-hmm. and they were laughing because they said, you know, millennial couples will still do it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're spot on with that one, though. It's like...
It's probably... That's a last year thing.
And it's kind of too timely for that.
In case you don't know, you're a new listener to the show, one of my hobbies is eavesdropping on young people.
That's TJ.
I just can't get enough of it.
I can't get enough eavesdropping on young people.
Yeah. At the Ace TJ Show, what do you think is going to be a big Halloween costume this year? And the top answer by far is Ray Gunn. The Australian breakdancer.
And she's actually apologized now.
Please. I'd like to apologize over the breakdancing community.
Take it somewhere else.
Yeah. I know. I'm so not interested.
Negative attention.
You do need to apologize to the breaking community. So Ray Gunn, popular answer. A lot of people saying Beetlejuice. A lot of people saying the Haktua girl. I don't know how you dress up like her unless you're walking around doing very vulgar things.
That's the only...
Yeah. It's more about what she says than how she looks. Not really a costume.
Deadpool and Wolverine.
Deadpool and Wolverine, tough to pull together. I think they're elaborate costumes.
But you can go buy that, right?
Yeah.
You can just go to any Halloween store, walk right in. I'm sure they have Deadpool Wolverine costumes right on the shelf.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I can't imagine a place, you know, a retail place I would like to go less than a costume store.
Oh, my God. A Spirit Halloween? TJ? Just waltzing around, checking out the costumes.
Yeah, just feeling the enemy.
Yeah. Chapel Run. In the enemy. Exactly right. So I found something that I think Rob is going to absolutely despise, hate it with every fiber of his being. Okay. And I'll tell you all about it coming up next.
The Ace and TJ Show. Available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So a couple of news items you might have missed. Walmart has teamed up with Capri Sun. They're selling a pallet of Capri Suns sometime this week, although I haven't seen any details. 3,800 pouches of Capri Sun. Mm. And it's not as expensive. It's like $200. So,
really?
3,800 pouches of Capri Sun, a couple hundred bucks. And they say it's a collaboration with Walmart. They're going to do it this week. I just haven't seen the release date.
If you have a bunch of kids and you bought that, would it go bad?
I can't imagine. There's got to be so many preservatives. I mean,
you have to sit up and say, hey, just put this pallet in the corner of the garage.
Yeah, I think you're golden.
They don't give two messes about kids buying it for kids. These are for adults.
Yeah.
Capri Sun has changed their marketing for nostalgia of adults drinking their little pouches. And then the adults were all upset. They said, you're not changing the pouches, are you?
Yeah. The pouches aren't going anywhere. Don't worry. Right. We're just going to have more bottles. Yeah. I mean, people have really lost their minds.
Yeah. Put your little propeller hat back on. Pull your knee socks up and get back in kindergarten.
They expire in 6 to 9 months. So you're not going to get
through. Oh, so you have to drink 3,800 of them in 6 to 9 months?
That seems like a lot.
Could you do that, Rob?
No, I don't think I could.
You like Capri Sun, though, right?
Yeah, I just don't like the pouches. If it was the bottle ones and the pallet, I might look into it.
So maybe TJ, let's rely on the expert. He says the pouches are terrible. The bottles are better.
I agree. If you're an adult and you insist on drinking a baby beverage, then drinking it from a bottle rather than a pouch with a little straw in it is way better.
Yeah. You're going to spill it all if you have to do the pouch. I hate the pouch.
They should put nipples on those bottles.
Well, it's because big hands squeeze it.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and it pops out of the top of it. Yeah. So big hands don't need to be drinking Capri Sun pouches.
Boom.
I agree.
And here's something. So Rob loves Capri Sun. Here's something you might hate. This is the new bacon from Black Label Hormel. Everybody's seen that bacon. That's the new flavor. Check that out. Black Label bacon.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch bacon.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch bacon. The new collaboration. So
I saw that. And I think it's probably akin to, people putting brown sugar on their bacon and things like that.
Sure.
Candied bacon.
Yeah. So, Rob, I know you don't like bacon, but what if we cover it in Cinnadust? Does that make it more?
No, I'm good.
You're still okay? Okay, I was just testing you. Okay. That was really just a test for you. So, good. All right, we'll take that with you throughout the day.
The Ace and TJ Show. Available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.